This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
With Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast, you get double the morning goodness for just $5. Choose a famous made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit with sausage and egg, country fried steak, or smothered in gravy. Then choose another. Mix and match two made-from-scratch breakfast favorites. Just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. Order ahead on the Hardee's app. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want to be able to sing like Elvis on every show. And a number one golfer has to go to his tee time because it's important, you know. Valhalla, Scotty Scheffler, Scotty Scheffler, Kentucky rain. He's getting to his tee time, dragging a cop. Oh, it's a big problem to mop Valhalla.
And at this point, Carla, who I should mention, is full. No, we're not dealing with that.
Why
I'd like
is
to
she
get home.
Full? Has she been
snacking? She had a sandwich. She had a sandwich in. Carla had a sandwich in the car. Ned Beatty, when he was in Deliverance and he does the rape scene in Deliverance, he was kind of pigeonholed. I don't think it ended his career.
Do you want to use a different word?
But it. If, I don't know the right word. He was known for it for the rest of his
typecast,
career.
Typecast, yes.
No, I don't think he was typecast, Rob. What? Like, who we're going to do the person that wants the sodomy scene?
Well,
we're going to call Ned Beatty?
I don't think that was like that. They had to cut that out of Network.
That's right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, I always make fun of my my wife for something I think she got from her mom, which is wanderlust, where... always uncomfortable in the same place.
Right.
If you count today's move, I have now moved in this house. I started my studio in the den.
Yes.
Then I moved back to the guest room, which is in this part of the house. Then I moved out to the garage. And now I have moved back to the guest room in the house. After investing in a... for what is relatively a small home, a split air conditioning unit. So now I will have the wonderful benefit when I become truly elderly and sell this home someday of telling the young folks that You can have a blitz, but it's great for a workshop. So if you're
out there working
in the summertime, it'll be
perfect.
Do
you know how that is going to preserve your Christmas ornaments?
See? I didn't even think of the positives, Rob.
See, there's so many good things. There are. You've got all that tinsel and all those balls.
Now, I think the person who, Rob, may be most surprised at the fact that I am here in this studio.
Alive.
That is with a trip north of Orlando this weekend and a finished, completed new studio that you can eat.
Well, when you called me yesterday for a quick check.
I think Josh was probably very surprised.
He was. Very surprised.
But when you called me yesterday afternoon and we had a successful check, I just sort of shook my head and said, wow, okay, great. That's good. That's really good. And it didn't take a full weekend.
No, it didn't take a full day.
No, it did not.
It took a day. I'm not going to lie and say it didn't take a day. It took the better part of a day to get it all, nailed down. But it's, that's where we are now. And we're happy to be in here. It feels different. I'm going to have a garage again, which we determined we needed down
so
here.
So back to the birdhouse building now?
Back to the birdhouse building, back to my workshop. I hate to say that that monstrosity of a table,
yes,
that was so very important, is gone.
Where did it go?
It's being collected today.
Oh, really?
What do you propose I do with it?
You
know how large it is.
It
right?
is.
There's no room for it.
I would start on Facebook Marketplace.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would insist this is an as-is take-with proposition.
Mrs. O'Mara does not have the time for that.
Put it on your boy. He's about to get out of school.
What? Have him sell it?
Yeah. And give him 10%.
Not happening.
You want to see motivation?
Not
give
happening.
Give him 10% of the sale price.
You know what?
What?
Can't talk her into it. She wants it gone.
Okay, so do you have to arrange for big trash pickup?
It's been done.
Do you get
it's
charged?
It's done, Joan. It's done.
They're in
it's
your Joan. Car.
They're loading the car now.
Do you have to pay extra for big trash pickup?
I hope not.
Because my mom was just recently found out that she wants to get rid of some beautiful Stone Age black iron lawn furniture that she had. She's replaced it with, a space age polymer.
Right.
And so she wants to get rid of this ancient stuff, and no one will take it because it's garbage. And she arranged for a pickup, and they're charging her $65 for a big item pickup.
Yeah.
They don't charge us for that. I'm just
that
curious if
sucks.
That's it does suck.
That's criminal.
Florida
so
does
this
not
is going to be
okay,
this
good,
is officially going to be my first really honest moment with Josh.
And
I want total honesty, all right?
Okay.
Because I know that you've been aware almost since the beginning that the functionality of being in the garage was a little suspect.
Right.
And you had ideas of straightening things out because kind of what you do and what you've done for a long time is organization and, technology.
I would say simplification.
Simplification.
Yeah.
And I think of the 100 pounds of cables I removed from Chad's studio before he started. So I was expecting kind of to find that in your garage.
And you would have. If you looked in there right now, I'll send a picture of the aftermath. I'll send a picture. I might put it public. I might not. I don't know what I want to do. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that because that will subject me to the looky-loos that will be scrutinizing every fiber.
Yes.
The prime
and
directive
right
is
now
to
there
find
are people
things.
That,
yeah.
Right now there are people that are partially turgid thinking about that. We'll get to see everything. I didn't know he had that. Does he really need that? Does he not? Nope. F you and your families too. That's what. So here's the honesty part.
Yeah.
Josh lives in, we could not be further apart in the state. If you almost wanted to go end to end, we'd almost be there, Josh and I, when it comes to the state of Florida, but not quite. Josh is in St. Augustine. I'm in Fort Myers, but it is not.
It's a five hour drive.
So
let's
my question
hear it for St. Augustine, Mike.
My question to you, if you, I think he just answered the question. as far as, I wouldn't imagine you were totally looking forward to that, right?
No, I was looking forward. I was looking forward to it because it's what I enjoy.
Okay,
I mean, cleaning
up
messes
is
fun. So
there is cable management of Out the Wazoo in the studio I have.
Yeah, I saw that on some when you were giving us a little pre-show tour.
Little pre-show tour.
So yeah, no.
So
I'm already,
you think, but I don't
I'm already
think
thinking
that...
in my head of what I need to bring down.
Okay. Wire ties.
So that answers my question. You want to do that? You want to do it anyway?
Ties.
You want to come down tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon rather, and get her done and head back Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm all good with that. I've got a rental car ready to go.
Okay. All right. Are you flying?
No, I'm driving.
Okay, you're driving. You're just not taking your own vehicle.
Correct.
Okay, I get it.
He doesn't want to be spotted in that school bus orange car. He wants to be under the
I just
wire.
Wanted to double check because there's, you know, a little tweaking that probably can go on here with you here.
Yeah.
But I think, based on here I am now, without any assistance.
No, this is impressive.
I've done a, you know, I've tweaked it, and there was a clunky piece of furniture in here, which I wouldn't call it a Murphy bed, but it is a cabinet. People down in that are space challenged in Florida have these things, which are cabinets with a bed inside.
I've slept in it.
You've slept in it.
Yes.
That now is holding my, you know, my monitor and everything else. That's and the camera, and it's. As I in my mind's eye, I knew right away that it was going to be perfect. Now, in the event that Josh comes down here and say it's not perfect, we can do better, that's fine. But really, by and large, all I've got one main thing, and this is where we are the white trash family of white.
Yes.
My son, with his gaming, prefers a direct input into the router.
Well, it's all about speed,
right.
Mike.
Speed is enhanced by that. The router cable for his, he does not have an outlet in there for Ethernet. He does not have that. So
right.
I have run a cable out the window of this bedroom into his bedroom along the wall. That's been forever. In fact, the only person that screwed the whole thing up yesterday when we were doing this move was my son. My son decided that going directly into the modem would be what he wanted to do for maximum speed, which
sure.
is probably true, but it screwed the world up for us because I'm like, what's happened? What's happened? And then I realized what he had done. So I'm looking over at his cable going out the window right now. But
you know, it's nice when you have that wire outside of your house. You can very easily clip a Confederate flag to it.
There you go. Put it right next to the car that's on blocks, which should be fine.
But that's a new one. I've seen lots of people run wires between rooms. Normally, you go out the doorway and down the hall and into the next doorway. I've never seen window to window.
Window to window was the shortest distance, so that's why we did that. So I know that type of thing is your wheelhouse. You know how to handle that, and you're bringing whatever you're bringing your bitchin' set of tools down here too.
I will pack up some tools and toss them in the
will
car.
You entertain one question? Will you bring
please
a drill?
I have plenty of drills.
I know you do. That's what I was gonna say.
In fact, we were talking about me, you know, if I put that picture of the garage on what it looks like now, people would have a field day. Does he really need that much drill power? I have tons of stuff. I just don't know where any of it is.
It's a marvelous setup.
And as far as cable, Rob, what was left when you left here?
Right.
You characterize it, because it'd be better for you to do it than me.
Well, there was, I believe the procedure started with a great attention to detail. And then as we got closer to our departing flight on Sunday, there was more and more cables under a rug. And then when we signed on Monday, you had moved everything anyway.
Yeah.
So it
was never a project
never
that was meant to be.
It was never right.
But the idea of, and then Josh, one of the first things he observed, he said, you got to downsize a little bit.
Yeah.
For what your purposes are. You know?
Yeah. It was too much.
Yeah.
Too much. You had to be able to reach your things. You got to reach your things.
No. See, I still can't reach the things.
Well, we'll fix that. Maybe.
He'll fix it.
I do like this camera angle because it cuts your laptop out of the screen.
You like
that? Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was always partially on there when we were doing the clips and everything.
Okay. All right. Well,
so that's good.
That's good improvement. Thing. And you know, I so that was you know, the gist of it. And I think that I would like to think that this is going to be where it's going to be, because no one really visits anymore. So I'm
now. I was offered the guest bedroom, and now it's gone.
You are now going to be in Michael's bedroom. Michael will be with us. So that's where, and he has been instructed to prep it. It will be clean and shiny for you in the guest BR, and you know, and we will even probably take you to you know, out to a for a nice din.
Oh, that's that nice. Cool. But we have to be home in time to watch Jeopardy.
No, we don't do that anymore. We haven't been watching Jeopardy for the summer.
Oh, you need
the early spring, the late spring. You know, they all run together down here. So
that's true. And at our age.
So the weekend was going up to, you know, to go north. We went to a town called Winter Park.
I've heard of this. And I think it's ironically named to be in Florida and be called Winter.
To look at a vehicle and then back home. So Winter Park is located, if I'm correct, northwest of Orlando, which meant that when I put in my info into the navigation, it took me on, and I wrote it down, the worst road in Florida.
Hey, that's great.
I think any Floridian.
I-4?
There it is. Any Floridian who has traveled the state knows that the road that Josh just mentioned is the... it is not even describable. And you can take every beltway. You can take Los Angeles. It rivals that. And, I mean, we've had, in D.C., the worst traffic in the world. I-4, what time would I say? 11:30, 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
Bumper to bumper. Because we are on the wrong side of the stupid parks.
Yeah.
And if you're on the wrong side of the stupid parks, you got all the... Yeah. And... even after you're on, it's just, it's constant. It's nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. So it was.
So you didn't stop by Disney? I mean, you were right in the neighborhood.
No, but during the return trip.
Yeah.
I have to say, there was a find of finds. We were hungry, and we didn't want to stop in Orlando, even though there would be a myriad of possibilities in Orlando.
It's the first place we went to Twin Peaks, you know.
It's the Twin Peaks, wonderful staff. Two of them down in my area now.
They're best.
Just opened
Paris,
one down in Naples, Florida, yes, and they got one where literally I could walk to one from here.
But won't.
I've only been in very late at night. Might have been thrown out once.
No.
Yeah. So I don't have the courage to go in. I don't want to get in trouble. So, but, yeah, when my son turns 16... I don't know what I'm saying.
Maybe 18, Mike. Come on.
When my son turns 18,
yes,
he'll walk in and I'll follow him.
Well, he'll say, that. Dad, do you want to go to Twin Peaks? I sure could use your parking pass.
Right up front.
Hey, Mike, if this is true, this is fantastic.
No problem at all.
Hi, Madonna Friends, who is in the chat room right now.
Oh, hi, Madonna.
Nice. Great to see you. Yeah.
You got Rob completely distracted. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with you having access to that with your ADD.
Mike, it's
you
fine.
Have ADD. You have ADD, so you're looking at comments.
I think we all do. But yeah. What happened that got, what was your find in Orlando?
Don't change the subject. I think you have ADD.
Okay, I have ADD.
Comments, I want to have the comments too.
You can have
I got
the
it
comments.
Right over here.
You do have the comments.
I do have the comments.
Okay. Mike, anything
but
you want,
that will distract you, also, because you have ADD as well.
But not bad enough to give you grief about your signature on your email.
He knows.
Yes.
Mike, for a while, Josh had an extra space in his email signature, and I let it go for about 2 days, and I couldn't stand it anymore. And I said, you have to correct your email signature because of the extra space. And to be kind, he did.
I get it. I understand, Rob. I understand. You. Where was I? I was
the ultimate discovery on the trip.
Mike doesn't know L.A. traffic. Blow me! That's what happens when I get comments, all right?
All right.
I got your I don't know L.A. traffic. No, I don't know L.A. traffic.
Well, you've been in it.
But I mean, I acknowledged L.A. traffic.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Yeah, this is why I can't.
I-4 is a different type of traffic because it's all it's not people trying to get to and from work. It's all tourists just looking all over the place
at the
big billboards and big buildings and just distracted driving.
Driving. Now that you remember, you heard driving later in the week. Later in the week, I promise you. I know you're out there listening, people. We will address the Josh Soroka dropping of consonants, which is in my. And I have to say this. In my life, I have never heard anyone do it better. No one.
He's great.
No one touches him with dropping consonants.
Oh, it's a Baltimore accent, but not full Baltimore accent.
But it's the consonant thing. We'll do a deep dive on it.
I love it.
And by the way, in my opinion, it's up to him. I have no say over it. But in my opinion, I never want him to change it.
I don't think I can.
Good. That's good to hear.
Now,
so getting back to the drive.
I-4, is that a road we took when we took our road trip many years ago?
When we decided that we would cut through the center of the state.
It's horrible. And
it's what's funny is you can access many little arteries that'll take you maybe an hour out of the way. But my
doctor told me the same thing.
You can do it. It's going to take you some time.
Right.
But it's worth it as opposed to sitting on that dangerous, horrible piece of roadway. And so I recommend that highly. When your navigation, and it's always going to tell you it's an extra hour, deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with the extra hour and deal with looking at beautiful places. Because if we hadn't done that and hopped off that super slab of I-4, we would not have discovered a place to eat. You can eat.
Now, when you discovered it, were you hungry or was it
happenstance? I was not just hungry. I was hangry.
Oh, no. And I-4 helped
because
with that.
Because Mrs. O'Mara and as I like to call him, in tribute to my father's late sister, the hollow leg, he would eat 24/7, 365 days. He would eat every day, every hour of every day. Yeah. That's what 10-year-olds do. They eat. They eat constantly. Josh knows what I'm talking about. So I was hangry because I had not had anything to eat. And as we're driving along back through the – as soon as you get far enough south of Orlando, the infrastructure – starts to disintegrate. I like to call it as soon as you leave civilization.
Well, Mike, the legendary Florida infrastructure that's so great anyway,
right. Mm-hmm.
It really begins to decay? Really?
You're around a city, a big bustling city of Orlando, and then you get out immediately into agriculture.
The hinterlands.
Big agriculture dominates. Big housing doesn't, you know?
What are they growing there? Is it sugar?
Sugar cane is part of it, but most of it is citrus.
Yes.
We went by the...
I've heard of this Florida citrus. They grow oranges.
What's the company that makes the orange? Is it Nature's Florida? Florida Nature? Natural Florida? There's a orange juice that's out
there. Is it Sears?
No, it's not Sears. It's Nature... What's
Nature's
it?
Florida
own? Natural? Florida Natural? Or what? It's an orange juice brand.
Okay, very
good. It's massive.
Florida's Natural.
Florida's Natural. And it is the absolute epicenter of this, where in a town we drove through, might have been Haines City, not sure what it was, but it was.
Did you get a T-shirt?
They all run together. When you get outside of the major metropolitan, they run together. And I'm driving.
Hi,
and
it's Mike O'Mara in Haines City. Hello, America.
I'm hangry, and I am realizing
that
the further we get away from the Disney enterprises,
right,
the less likely it is that I'm going to get what I truly have wanted all day. With all the driving, there's one thing I wanted to eat. You want something to eat? do you need something to eat?
Mike, can I guess what you were desiring?
Yeah, because it's really specific. It's a common delicacy that people want.
Delicacy?
Don't get delicacy out of your head.
I was going to say biscuits and gravy.
No.
Waffles.
No.
Is it a carb?
No.
Really? Okay. Fried anything?
No.
No? Broiled?
No. Not exactly. Well, yeah, perhaps. Yes, perhaps. Slow cooked, perhaps.
Oh, barbecue.
No.
Slow cooked. Was it a pork product?
There are restaurants that have taken their name over this product.
Mike, I give up.
Josh, any guesses?
Slow cooked.
No, seafood is the only way Rob has not shot.
Oh, no, what about beef brisket?
You're getting warm.
Okay, so it's not barbecue and it's not beef brisket.
Yeah, think.
I'm trying.
Come on.
Slow cooked. Is it beef?
Yes.
Ribs? Beef no. ribs?
No.
Smoked beef?
No.
And it's not Chinese food.
No.
Mike,
there are only like two categories.
Some pit. I keep going back to barbecue. Pit barbecue.
No.
Beef barbecue. And it's no. not that.
Did you go
it's
with two words?
Steak?
The other one.
Ground beef?
No. Prime rib.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't going to go too long with that.
All right.
Prime rib. I want that.
That's awfully specific to like start out on a road trip.
I had a craving because, well, I might as well announce it now. I'm pregnant. I had a craving and I wanted that. And I knew that around that area in Rube Town,
yeah.
we might be. But Carla didn't want to linger in the Orlando area, of course, because her little tummy was filled. Her lovely, gorgeous little tummy filled.
When did the crab? I marvel at this.
I saw an ad for Lowry's online. They had a Lowry's prime rib, which is, I think, in Atlanta or something like that. And it was online. And they behind, you watch these videos,
yeah.
the behind the scenes at restaurants.
Yes.
And I saw that maybe Friday night or Thursday night. And I had a craving that would not go away.
I think that Lowry's is one of those steak places and meat places that's always mentioned in Sky Mall. You know, when you're reading one of, or Hemispheres, when
it
you're
might
reading
be,
a magazine.
It's well traveled. Yeah. Yeah. But that was in my head. So we're driving around, and I have no idea what town we're in, but it's starting to get elderly and citrusy.
I sure do want some prime rib.
Josh is a resident of the state. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It gets elderly and citrusy because you've got one industry that supports the town, And the other is retirees and people that are living in the central part of the state at a bargain.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the way it works. So I'm really, really excited to, you know, try to find someplace. But as we have now moved into this town, I realize it's done.
What time is it on Saturday that you're at this terrible craving?
3:30.
That's a little early for prime rib.
Well, no, it is, but not if
that's
I don't,
true.
Prime rib. I'm hangry, and I'm not a pleasant person to be in the car with because I realize I will not be getting the one thing out of my day of driving that I want.
All you know? I wanted was a prime rib.
There's also a lot of 4 o'clock dinners in Florida.
There are tons of 4 o'clock dinners.
You're right. I step aside.
We are driving along a slab of, I couldn't even tell you, it was 17, it was 27, it was 42, whatever the hell these little one-horse roads are. And we're driving along, and on the right side of the road is a giant sign that says, Manny's Chop House. And as God is my witness,
yes,
they have a picture of prime rib. And I am driving. Was Carla driving or was I driving? I was driving. And I said, look! Look!
Had you made it known that this was your desire?
Oh, 100%. And Carla says, go up to the next turnaround. Hang a U-turn. The whole family begins to get excited.
Manny's.
We hang the U-turn.
Yes.
And this is, I now know the time. It is literally 3:30 in the afternoon,
okay.
sharp. It is 3:30 sharp. And we pull in to this parking lot, and there is not a parking space available.
Packed.
It is packed on Saturday evening, afternoon, late Saturday after lunch. It is packed, and then the lot next door for an auto body shop. I am Mr. Class.
You are.
Look, I know. That is also packed. And at this point, Carla, who I should mention is full, says, no, we're not dealing with that.
Why
I'd like
is
to
she
get home.
Full? Has she been
snacking? She had a sandwich. She had a sandwich in Carla had a sandwich in the car. She had a sandwich in the car. And my son, this is when having a 10-year-old is great. I said,
yeah.
Michael, are you hungry? And he goes, yes. Because that would be the answer no matter
and
what.
No matter what. No matter what. Yeah, he's on your side.
Carla says, I am not going to. And I look. And you know when you can look at a restaurant and you see the waiting people
out on the
sidewalk out front?
Yeah, in the heat.
We dump off Michael. And at this point, I said, we can at least check. She said, I'm not going to check. And Carla's in the passenger side. So this is a full-fledged mutiny rebellion right here.
Yeah,
she's not even going to get out of the car. She wants me to get out of the car. And I don't like to get out of the car. I don't like to twist. I don't like to bend. I don't like to get up.
And you're
driving.
When
I get up, I want to get out of a golf cart and hit a golf ball and get back in and sit down again.
You're driving. That would mean actually like stopping and getting out and putting
Precisely.
Someone else in the
driver's seat. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for
Why can't she be on your side?
Because she was full and she wanted to get home, which I understand. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And Michael gets in it, and he comes out. He comes out of the door, and he looks at me, and he goes, right across his throat.
Cut.
No chance. He said, Dad, over an hour.
Damn it.
I don't know. At this point, I'm like, well, they've got to be offering some sort of, poop out your beef special at this particular
I'm surprised
joint.
You didn't yell to Michael, go back in and say we'll sit at the bar.
Needless to say, we're on the way. I said, all right, okay. And this is what I said. All right, we'll settle. I go from euphoria to crushing disappointment because the only pleasant part of my day was going to be having a nice piece of meat.
That you've been thinking about for over 24 hours.
Because I don't eat like I used to. So when I have a meal that I really look forward to, it's special. Because I just don't. Most of the time I'm eating vegan bites and protein bars. That's my staple. And so we hit the road again. Not there it is. Look at that. Look. What would you say if you wanted beef and you saw that
sign?
That you saw.
I would say there would be skid marks in front of that restaurant from the amount of people that slammed on
their
brakes.
Thank you. It's Manny's original chop house. Thank you for getting that sign.
Marvelous cleaver in the logo.
By the way, any future pictures of Manny's would be sincerely appreciated because that will help me describe the place. I didn't go inside at that location. We are half an hour down the road.
And yours probably, you know what?
I'm done. I'm sad.
You're pissy, right?
We're going to get a convenience store candy bar or something. That's what it's going to be. We're not going to get any more food. Where we are, it's not going to happen. We take the Waze has kicked in and it's taken me my little back road so I don't have to deal with the big highways. And we take a left-hand turn. We go. I forgot what the town was. Lo and behold. We come into the next town.
Yes.
There's another one.
Get out.
I said, I can't believe it. No, please. And I hear, I am so hungry at this particular time that I look ahead and I am saying to myself, this cannot be true. This cannot be true.
Because to me, it didn't look like a chain. It looked like a one and look at that.
And that's what I'm looking at. Now, look, if you want mid-priced beef, does that not scream beef at a bargain?
Mike,
right?
I can't tell you the last time I had prime rib at a place that was decorated with hubcaps.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's got sort of a Cracker Barrel vibe to it.
It has a Cracker Barrel, which is fine with me because,
I am white trash. Yeah.
And this one... Parking abundance, which tells me at 4:15,
yes,
we are golden.
Well,
and we
all
were.
The seniors are done eating at 4:15.
By the way, we've taken the puppy with us in a little puppy carrier, so we've got Stubby, we've got Michael, we've got Carla, and me. And not only do they offer the prime rib on the menu prominently, we are seated immediately. And as I'm walking by, I see a table full of margaritas. They specialize in foo-foo margaritas.
Oh, my God, Mike, this was meant to be.
And it was absolutely amazing until the beef got there. But that's a different story. I don't want to pit Nick. I have to say, the beef was a little tough, but outside of that, it was
Was it not marbled enough?
It was deliciously marbled. No, it was not. It was not. You know, because okay. I said, really?
It's a fatty cut, the prime rib.
There you go. We promise you the best steak in town, cooked just right and served. There, it's yummy, yummy.
It served was up yummy. In a fun, friendly, courteous
Manny's
atmosphere.
Chop House. I don't care that the prime rib was tougher than I wanted. Because I almost had one of my Uncle Bill Sheehan's moves. Where
oh,
like,
no, the cough?
But, man, euphoria. Euphoria. Great
ask.
Server, great everything. Yes, is it Cracker Barrel-ish? Yes, but that's me. That's who I really am, and I know that at my advanced age. Now, I am not a fine dining guy. I am a Manny's Chop House guy, which is not cheap. Not cheap because they're serving beef.
In years past, Mike, in years past, you were also an iron skillet guy.
I love.
You like your places.
I like my salt of the earth type of joints, and man, it was fine. I wish we
how
had one
this,
down here.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The side dishes.
Side dish, I had beans and rice.
That's a weird side
isn't
dish.
Isn't it?
For
a little Cajun flavor. Yeah. I was a pig in poo. I was as happy could be. If you are in some town in the central part of Florida that I don't know, check out Manny's Chop House. You will not be. There they go.
Oh, look at that.
And then that later on, and I'm amazed I did not gain weight over the weekend, we brought dessert home. Carly got a slice of carrot cake.
From Manny's?
From Manny's. Michael got a piece of chocolate cake. I said, nothing for me, please.
I'll have another order of beans and rice.
Until everybody got home and went to bed early, and Michael hadn't eaten his cake, and I ate it. I ate his entire chocolate cake at like 1 in the morning.
I've dealt with nutritionists in the past, Mike. If you're going to have sweets, it's best to have them at 1 in the morning.
Yes, late at night, right before you're going to go to bed. That's it. Thank you. We have to take a break.
Yes.
Lots going on in the world. We'll be covering it. Yes,
oh my
because
gosh,
we cover
so,
all the
so much.
Major news stories of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break and return. Just remember, that's my recommendation to you. If you are somewhere where you don't know where you are in the central state of the great state of Florida, in fact, when Josh comes down in his rental car, you want a little lunch, grab lunch at Manny's Chop House. You'll never regret it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Shooting drills.
A coach who knows the game can teach their team how to improve, but one who genuinely cares about each player,
you have what it takes, we got this,
can inspire them to win. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking, because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC. Leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Share your love of TMOS with a friend. And when they tell a friend, and their friend tells a friend, and that friend tells a friend, it goes on and on. Gee, if everyone did that, wouldn't the world be a happier place?
That's sweet. I know that voice. Welcome back, that voice.
Nice
to the
have
show.
It back.
Summertime hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Drinking it right now. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV, L-I-V, not the golf tour.
No.
LIV Hydrocyte, L-I-V Hydrocyte.
Yeah.
The science-backed formula that has optimized the ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I do. I love it. Tear pore, live more.
Yes.
One stick, 16 ounces of water. Hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Oh, look at the Kraken. He's being served au jus.
You can eat.
Did they offer you au jus with your premier?
Not only offered, they put it on the plate.
Attaboy.
They did, Rob.
Thank
they
you,
Manny.
Did
on
you
the
meet
plate.
Manny?
No, Manny wasn't there. Yeah. It was Manny Ramirez, too.
I knew
Red
this.
Sox great. All right. I think everybody saw this video. I was going to call Rob and tell him to put this video up, but we didn't need to see that on
it's
our
horrible.
Show. Back in November, Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, sued him for rape and abuse. Her allegations included a claim that Diddy physically assaulted her in a hotel hallway in March of 2016. Cassie also claimed that Diddy paid the hotel $50,000 for security footage that captured the assault. Through his attorney, Diddy called her claims offensive and outrageous. But he still settled with her the next day. Remember how quickly that happened, which tells the world something's up or it's legit. He did not admit guilt. But now we know why he settled so quickly. On Friday, CNN posted the surveillance video. Horrifying. It shows Diddy punching Cassie, kicking her while she's down. That's the move that I hate more than anything. When you see, I don't care what the circumstances are, whether it's two guys getting in a fight. The kicking when you're down on the ground has always been, to me, the most horrifying thing in the world. So he kicks her, then he drags her by her sweatshirt, then he throws a vase at her.
Yes.
Yesterday, 2 days after the video surfaced, Diddy posted an apology on Instagram saying he was at rock bottom when the incident occurred. He had it. Yeah, but you also have already said you found it offensive and outrageous. So
yeah,
you didn't know.
And I don't care, because if it's, you can be at rock bottom, but when you start buying security footage and making it go away,
right?
That's, you're not at rock bottom because you haven't done that yet. That
yesterday,
rock bottom.
2 days after it surfaced, he posted an apology on Instagram saying that he takes full responsibility for my actions in the video. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and sought professional help. I got going to therapy and going to rehab. I had to ask God for his mercy and grace. Yeah, bring God into it. That's
of
always
course.
Good. I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
I watched his apology, as I think a lot of people did, and it felt really perfectly written by his people.
It's exactly what it was.
It was so just wrote the what he did. It's
yeah, it's something that, you know, be your own judge. But it's just when you see that and it's out there, and it always seems to be the videos that surface are when they're, you know, in a situation like a hotel or when somebody behaves badly in a public environment, you know, the cameras are watching, folks. They are always watching.
He should have known that. He should have put on some clothes at least, because he was in a towel.
Yeah, and did a good job keeping the towel around his waist.
Yeah, I have trouble when I do that.
Because otherwise we would have seen little Diddy.
doodads.
Hey. If you try to watch Goodfellas on the AMC channel, a channel Rob Spiewak adores.
No, I like TCM better than American
Movie. Oh, that
Movie
I get
classics.
Those confused. Yeah, which is American the one movie. With Mankiewicz?
Mankiewicz, that's TCM. That's
Mankiewicz,
a good one.
That's TCM. Yeah. Well, if you watch it on AMC, you'll see a trigger warning at the beginning. The warning says, quote, "This film includes language and or cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers." What are we doing?
Mike, if they want
what
to
are
put
we doing?
If America. They want to put up a trigger warning for AMC's version of Goodfellas, put up a warning that it's going to be 9 hours because they're going to fill it with commercials. That's what triggers me.
Man, come on. AMC says they added the warning back in 2020, and for some reason people are only noticing now. Other mob films like The Godfather don't have it, just a generic viewer discretion warning. Bo Dietl, who played a police officer in the movie, says, quote, "The effing political correctness has effing taken everything away. This is how life was back then."
It wasn't was not- Bo Dietl, Mike? Wasn't he in Walking Tall?
Bo Dietl. Yeah, all right. I'll fight you. Who is that guy? Joe Don Baker?
Yeah, Joe Don Baker.
Yeah, that's Joe Don Baker right there. I'll set you right up. I'll kick your ass right now. Anyway, the guy says, "This is how life was back then. It's not a clean, beautiful thing. You can't cleanse history." He's all this business of triggering and contained stereotypes. I feel as though they are covering their ass when they really don't need to cover their ass. That's the way I look at something like this.
I've always felt that art needs to slightly trigger you.
Yeah.
It's how you get a reaction.
You walk out of a theater and, you know, the movie that affected the theater more than any that I've seen was Schindler's List, where
yes,
it's the movie I remember where people sat in the theater for a long period of time after the movie was over. They reflected.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. Former mobster Michael Francesi, I've seen him interviewed a lot online. He also thinks the warning is ridiculous. Quote, "We don't need anyone protecting mob guys." It's crazy.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, are we, it to me is like we are that naive that we need to have a warning there that we don't think. You know, everybody that watches Goodfellas, most people know that is a segment of organized crime. It is no more representative of Italian Americans than the Westies and Whitey Bulger would be representative of my people. Give me a break. Everybody just chill the F out.
Do they think the triggering is because people don't know that the mob at one point was a more serious thing?
It's argued now that the mafia is no longer what it once was. But in those days, you know, these neighborhoods in certain areas, it was they controlled
folks,
streets.
Don't ignore history, folks. It's a bad precedent.
Chill out.
Thing.
Let's take you back to a better time when people didn't care. When people really didn't care. Jeff Daniels, one of my all-time favorite actors.
Yes, great guy.
Love his versatility. Love his ability to do many, many different roles. His most recent was, I think it's called A Man in Full, and he plays a Southern mogul, and it is wonderful.
He can
play
anything.
If you get a chance, check
it
out. Jeff Daniels was told by his agents not to do Dumb and Dumber. But he wanted to work with Jim Carrey and change things up with a comedy after doing movies like Terms of Endearment and Speed. Who can blame the guy? That's what great actors want to do. They want to shake it up a little bit. So going into filming, he knew he had to go all in, including with the infamous scene where he has explosive diarrhea on a broken toilet, which is arguably the most fun scene in the movie.
I remember.
Right? Jeff says doing that scene made him nervous because he thought it could potentially end his career. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand where you know, Ned Beatty, when he was in Deliverance and he does the rape scene in Deliverance, he was kind of pigeonholed. I don't think it ended his career.
Do you want to use a different word?
But I don't know the right word. It potentially, he was known for it for the rest of his
typecast,
career.
Typecast, yes.
No, I don't think he was typecast, Rob. What? Like, who we're going to do the person that wants the sodomy scene?
Well,
we're going to call Ned Beatty?
Yeah, they had to cut that out of Network.
That's right. When Jack Lemmon
No, not Jack Lemmon.
Really stressed out.
It's not Jack.
No, network is not Jack Lemmon. No. What's the one network? What's the nuclear power plant one? That's Wilford Brimley in that with Jack Lemmon.
The China Syndrome? That also had a great
network.
A great pigeon.
No, you don't want that. That's when Peter Finch?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, let me stop. Anyway, I would completely understand that somebody would feel like that. He said that was a couple of hours of porcelain gymnastics, and that close up on my red face. I had been doing it so long, I had almost passed out. I did my job beyond my job. That scene will probably outlive us. It will be funny 40 years from now. I love it when a guy talks because he knows how embarrassing it is. Jeff previously mentioned that even Clint Eastwood was a fan of that scene.
I love that scene when you're on the toilet.
And it really
I know
really
what you're thinking.
Put a button on the fact that they cut out his diarrhea scene from Terms of Endearment.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you had two orders of the rice and beans at Manny's Chop House. And you're thinking, so will I go to the porcelain bowl? Or do you, punk? But anyway, I like Jeff Daniels. He's a fun guy, and I'm glad that he did that.
Before his PGA Championship second round at Valhalla Golf Club, this was the big story for last week.
Friday.
World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler was arrested, hit with four charges, including felony second-degree assault on a police officer. Scheffler and his lawyers claim the incident was a big misunderstanding, and here we go. Didn't take long. It appears prosecutors agree. Prosecutors are planning to drop all charges against Scheffler, according to Kevin Van Valkenburg of No Laying Up. I guess that's a website dedicated to golf reporting. He reports that, according to a source familiar with the office's thinking, Jefferson County prosecutors are planning, as of now, to drop the charges against Scottie Scheffler early this week. He is scheduled to be arraigned at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, and good for him. I saw a picture. Do you see the picture of the cop?
I did not.
Yeah, look, I don't know where they got the picture from, but the cop just looks pissed off. You know, one of those pissed off pictures of the cops that you have there? I want more info. I want body cam. I want to see what really went down.
No, I'm just so glad that they resolved it and they're letting an innocent man walk. I think that's great.
That's, as far... What are you talking about? Now, what is your point? What is your point? You're arguing about this?
You think
he was guilty?
I think he was guilty that in the span of one weekend, they can drop all charges.
Because I think, do you think he would be?
He's good for the industry, Mike. He's very good for the industry.
You smell a rat where I don't think there's rat. The only way this will be resolved is if they release body cam. And there will be amazing pressure to release the body cam footage. However, in the event, yes, Josh Sirocco.
They've already came out and said there is no body cam footage.
I thought they said last week that there was body cam footage.
The mayor says the police officer did not have a body cam on.
Oh, my goodness. But other ones.
How convenient.
Yeah, that is very convenient. And then he goes away. It's like our voice of reason comes in.
It's very convenient. And you know what? If there are other body cams, you know what happens all the time? They accidentally get erased. It just happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll never probably know the whole truth if that's the case, right?
Yeah.
But he said he was listening to another officer and moving forward. Now, here's what I got out of the story. 10 yards. That's how far he went.
Mm-hmm.
10 yards is not that far. And certainly if you're going slow, and if you go 10 yards, and you stop, I'm on Team Scheffler on this one. Rob, you always side against the professional athlete.
Always.
You know you do.
Well, no, Mike, just let me restate this. That Valhalla, which, by the way.
Welcome to Valhalla, Mr.
Spiewak.
Yeah, exactly. We have one of your favorite non-alcoholic mint juleps that we've got for you.
You're at Valhalla, and that is the biggest weekend of that town's year.
Yeah.
And if something bad happens, it looks bad on Valhalla. So maybe you weren't wearing a body cam, and maybe there's no other footage, and we're going to drop all the charges, and that's
Kentucky
fine.
Kentucky rain. Another chance. I want to be able to sing like Elvis on every show. Kentucky rain in Valhalla.
And a number one golfer has to go to his tee time because it's important, you know. Valhalla.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You went right from Kentucky Rain to In the Ghetto.
Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler. Kentucky Rain. Oh, he's getting to his tea time, dragging a cop. Oh, it's a big problem to mop Valhalla.
Finally today, if you are cheating on your partner.
I'm listening.
You'll be caught eventually these days. Cheaters are usually outed by some kind of technology, but there are also crazy circumstances like this. A 26-year-old female veterinarian says that she was just starting a new job last week when they had someone bring in a very sick puppy. They did an x-ray and realized that the dog had eaten something that had become caught in his system. Oh. They performed an emergency surgery and pulled out the obstruction. It was a thong.
Look out.
They told the owner, and she didn't understand because she didn't own a thong. She called her husband, and apparently,
I understand. I don't understand.
She called her husband, and apparently, the revelation that it was another woman's came to the surface. While they were on the phone. Sick burn.
Yeah, it is a sick burn. Face.
The vet said she felt terrible for the woman because it was a horrible way to find out, not to mention the stress over the dog, which could have passed away if the thong had not been removed in time. The dog will be fined. The marriage, we're not so sure. I had years and years ago a fraternity brother who ate a thong one time. He was fine. I don't know why. I don't know what that means.
Hard to pass.
But it,
it
made me laugh. It was
hard to pass.
Funny. There you go.
Well, today's show in 3D.
Yeah, there you go. 3D special. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, hello.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Let's face it. Everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. Rob uses them.
Love Pesty,
a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. Anybody that has to deal with exterminators, we have them down in Florida, you have to deal with money.
A lot of money.
With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself within a few minutes. While other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars and make one-size-fits-all plans, Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part? Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers...
Were you distracted?
Oh, look. My Pesty got here.
Oh, that's great.
That's what it looks like, folks. There it is.
You know
that's
how easy
Mrs.
it is,
O'Mara.
Mike? You get a bag, you put in the stuff, you fill the bag with water, it comes with a rechargeable squirter, and you go outside and you just do all the seams of your house. Total time investment, maybe 10 minutes.
Now is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Now, Josh, stand by on this one, because this is another one that really came across my desk last minute, but I want to be up on it. I've been running around
breaking
like
news,
crazy.
Mike.
Breaking news. Not necessarily breaking as much as you wanted to play breaking news sound.
No, I don't necessarily have to play it. I just don't know what you were doing.
Breaking news, Rob. Breaking news. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, a hardliner seen as a potential successor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was killed after his helicopter crashed in poor weather in mountains near Azerbaijan. Officials and state media have reported that the charred wreckage of the helicopter, which crashed on Sunday, carrying Raisi, Foreign Minister Hussein... Yes, I'm a
Be
CNN news anchor. Amirabodalian.
Exactly.
Six other passengers and crew was found early Monday. Supreme Leader Khamenei, who holds ultimate power with a final say on everything in the country,
right,
including the nuclear program and policy, foreign policy, said that Vice President Mohammed Mokhber would take over. So the one question I had about this, nobody smells any kind of rat. Do they really do believe this was a weather-related tragedy?
He is not beloved. I understand.
What do you mean not beloved by who? By the Israelis or by? I know he's not beloved by anybody in this country. That's
no, but the people of Iran, they're saying that a lot of people are celebrating in quiet. Women have taken off their veils. I mean, he was a very repressive leader for them. So the fact, but I don't feel this is, for some reason, I'm all in. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm just getting my phone out. It's going crazy here.
Thought perhaps you were adjusting the doodads.
All right.
But I get the impression that Scheffler is a crooked thing. I think this is honest.
Wait a minute. Now we're going back. You think, all right, let's just, now you've really thrown me for, you think Scottie Scheffler had like a full-fledged jam on the gas, try to kill a cop meltdown that
no,
would result
didn't,
in
didn't,
a felony? Felony charge against him.
He should be charged. He should be charged, but nothing's going to happen there. I do think this is a genuine.
It's like you wanted to finish up with that, though. We're going to have to agree to. If there's no body cam footage, there's no way anyone can prove whether that's true or not.
And this day and age, who tapes anything?
But you believe that the evil leader of Iran went down, and it was a legitimate accident.
I do.
It wasn't like the Israelis putting a bomb on the plane or anything.
And at
like
this
that.
Point, I would like to, Mike, if possible, announce my candidacy for president of Iran.
Iran. Iran. Rob Spiewak, Flock of Seagulls.
That's going to be my campaign song.
So they have footage from state TV showing the wreckage on a foggy hillside. Man, oh man, those helicopters and fog. You know, I go back for some reason, totally unrelated to the Iranian situation, but I think of Kobe when Kobe's helicopter went down in the fog. Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Bagheri Khani was appointed as acting foreign minister following the death of the other guy. The crash comes at a time of growing dissent with Iran over an array of political and social crises. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, sometimes they bring a guy in that's more of a hardliner.
Yeah.
Let me see. Since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th with the provoking the assault on Gaza, there have been a lot of controversies surrounding Iran as a proxy for other terrorist organizations. This guy who died, he was 63, elected president in 2021. Since taking office, he's ordered a tightening of morality laws. Maybe that's what you're talking about, why people are... Russian President Vladimir Putin... He called Raisi a true friend of Russia. Well...
What else do you need to know?
There you are. There was less reaction from Western capitals, though the European Union and Japan expressed condolences. Yeah, but their condolences were, sorry!
Iran-backed militant group Hamas fighting Israeli forces in Gaza, with Tehran's support, issued a statement expressing sympathy to the Iranian people for this immense loss. The Hezbollah group, that's the Lebanon terrorist group, and the Houthi rebels in Yemen also issued statements. Meanwhile, the exiled opposition group, the National Council of Resistance of Iran, described his death in a statement as a monumental and irreparable strategic blow to the Islamic Republic. Well, they're saying that it could affect Iran, you know?
Was it an Iranian helicopter?
No, it was a Bell. It was an American helicopter.
Was it really? Okay, yeah. I was just curious. Yeah.
I'm not sure they make them in Iran. Iranian helicopters. I don't know if they make them.
That's what I was going to buy when I became president of Iran.
Oh, I don't know if they do that. That's it. But I think in this day and age, you never really, really know. I would think that if there was even a slight chance that they would be screaming bloody murder about the fact that this was a terrorist attack on Israel's part, that they
it
did
feels,
that?
I mean, I hate to just be dismissive, but it feels genuine to me. It was a weather-related helicopter accident.
And unfortunately, the Iranians, when it comes to the United States, are the bad guys.
Yeah.
And by the way, I shouldn't go in this territory, but there's a book that I read called The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and I recommend it to a lot of listeners. And then a wonderful listener, I forgot his name, it's in. I'll give him credit later on, hit me to a Paramount Plus series where they've made that into a television program now.
Oh, really?
With Harvey Keitel playing the old man reminiscing about being the Tattooist of Auschwitz. And I get back to, I just can't help myself. When I think of the protests, and I agree with the protesters that the innocent loss of life happening in Gaza is a horrible, horrible situation. But when you look at the history of the Jewish people, and I do still think we have to be reminded, yes, so there are people that would argue for the Palestinian cause. Oh, we've heard plenty of that. No, I don't think you never hear enough of how what a stain on world history that was, and what the systematic idea of just wholesale murder of people in camps, men, women, children, just because they were Jewish. It just, do you ever feel, Rob, that when you think about the reaction of the Israeli ancestors of people murdered in the gas chambers and murdered by the Nazis who live in Israel because they had to find a place where they could settle in peace, and then someone comes over the border and kills over 1,000 Israelis, I don't justify the massive attack, but do you somehow understand the mindset that there would be people saying, never again? Never again. And if you're trying to murder us because we are Jewish,
it does. And there's something that I feel almost hesitant to try to form an opinion, because something that heinous I can't relate to, because it has never affected my people per se. I can't put myself in the mindset of the Jewish people that have that in their, and folks, remember, in their recent history.
Yes, modern history.
Yeah. But I can relate to the fact that it's like, God, what next? You know, it's like, I have Jewish blood. I can relate a little bit just to knowing that, I have that linkage to these people that were decimated, and I can't wrap my head around it.
And I want to make sure people know this. I completely understand the protests. I completely understand. And my daughter and I got into it about this way back at Thanksgiving. We did. We got into a big heated argument about it because of her argument, I understand completely that you can't eradicate people from the face of the earth.
No.
You have to ultimately, other than we'll murder you, you'll murder us, we'll murder you, you'll murder us, you have to, at a certain point,
sanity has to prevail, and I don't know in that part of the world if it ever will.
Yeah.
All I can say is that I get the people that are protesting about women and children being blown up and losing their homes and starving to death in Gaza. I understand where the mindset of the hardliners, as much as I hate to side with hardliners. I'm not siding with either one, but I certainly understand when you look at the history of the Jewish people in the world, God almighty, 6 million Jews, you can understand where it comes from. Yeah. So anyway, that's it. I just wanted to say it. And the bottom line, the Iranian guy, I won't be shedding a lot of tears based on the oppression of his own people. That's it. That's what I wanted to say.
Please vote Spiewak in 2024.
Now, on a lighter note, we will come back with something a little bit light. Rob will be running for president of Iran, and I will share with you the Mike O'Mara Show family compliment of the week.
Oh, how nice!
It occurred shortly after we had visited Manny's Chop House from my son on the drive down here to where I live. We'll be right back.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
All right, listen up. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for weight loss. Witness the results yourself. I've shed over 80 pounds and I never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. I ran around the house yesterday doing this studio thing, and the me of 2 years ago would not have been doing that. I would not have had the energy or the flexibility to move and do what was required, and I'm really, really happy.
I know that when you build a studio, you have to do a lot of planking.
Yes, I do planks, burpees, all those exercises.
Hip-ups.
In the middle. Yes. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. You simply take a quick quiz. You consult. That's hard to say. Take a quick quiz. Take a quick quiz.
Take a fast test.
Consult with a doctor and have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies are included, so you can start immediately. Don't hesitate. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. Get excited and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She is dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go. So I've mentioned multiple times on this program that my eye.
Oh, how is your eye?
It's not as bad as it was, but it's still, hold on, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a little bad I zoom in a little.
Remember, Mike, when we were...
No, it's not nearly as bad.
No, but, it's bad. You were talking about trying to match our shots when you build the new studio. Can you just leave it like that? I think that's a pretty good match. Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Very good. That one's good. I would save that shot.
Am I back to normal? Josh, does this look normal to you? Does that look
You're good.
Okay? I'm trying
Looking
to do
good.
My best. I got to lock in a perfect shot with that. So getting back to what I was going to say, I had this problem. And because we're on the road, I have an eye problem. It's like on the outside of the inside part of
eye. Eye problem, I-40, all these eye issues.
Yes. And so with the puppy and everything.
Saw him playing with his big brother on Facebook. Very cute.
Oh, I didn't mention that we went to and it was such a bad eating day that after we went to Manny's Chop House, there was an ice cream parlor just down the road, like literally 5 minutes down the road.
Manny's
we went in
ice
there,
cream parlor.
And it was a Latin ice cream joint that not only did they have homemade ice cream, which was wonderful,
that
but they had just freezers full of what appeared to be Central American and Mexican frozen treats that were in there.
Oh, cool.
That were labeled. And it was very, very, that's the center of agriculture. A lot of Latin Americans are involved in agriculture in Florida. And it was right there in the middle. And
did you sample any of the products?
No, I just got ice cream. Okay, and my son got ice cream.
I thought maybe you would get one of the delicious cumin pops.
There you go. I'll have the jalapeno dilly bar, please.
Gross.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we're driving along, and Michael's got his treat. And at one point, Michael says, just out of nowhere, "Dad, you know what?" I said, "What?" "Your eye." I said, "What about my eye?" I said, "Your eye. Your eye looks like the French flag."
It's a lovely compliment to your dazzling baby blues.
I said, "What?" He said, "Well, Dad, your eyes are blue. Then you got the white part, and then you have the red part."
Yeah.
Yeah. He couldn't mention the American flag. He has to mention the French flag.
Well, the French flag is more segmented, you know.
Very, very much so. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I had to ask you this. Did you finish your landscaping over the weekend?
Robert did not. So we've still got bags of mulch. So
what are you doing?
I'm recusing myself from the situation.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I got to go to a concert with my daughter, see a movie with my mom, whole deal. It was a great weekend.
Oh, that's right. You went to North by Northwest, the Cary Grant feature.
Yes. And also James Mason.
You need to take your wife on a date.
You know, I literally begged her to go to see. I bought the tickets.
She just want to go to see one of your old fart movies?
She likes that movie, but she does. Go. She does.
But does she really want to go to a theater? She doesn't, obviously. She didn't go.
No. Maybe she would want to go see The Fall Guy.
Is everything all right? I like to check.
Absolutely.
She didn't come on the show. You begged her to come on the show. She didn't go to the movie. You begged her to come on the movie. Everything okay in Denmark?
Everything is fine in Denmark. Yes.
All right. Just checking. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the movie, or do you want to talk about wherever else you went?
Well, I have a brief story, and I'm wondering, get to the other stuff in a future show, but I saw a situation. We went to the movies, and I'm wondering if you would get involved. Because my mom and I pulled up to the Dulles Town Center, formerly a beautiful shopping mall, now mostly a place where people go to get their COVID shots. That's what they did. They turned Nordstrom into a COVID.
God. Malling of America has changed dramatically. Make a practice of showing vintage cinema to get people to come in?
It's actually not this theater. It's an outfit called Fandango where you can buy tickets. And I'm on their mailing list, so they will send me stuff. And they're very.
But they showed this movie in a theater, right?
Yeah, but there's other theaters that do it as well. It's not exclusive to this theater.
Okay, all right.
But as we pulled up, saw something that always turns my head, a little puppy. Sort of a dusty brown-looking, beautiful little guy. And two guys that looked a little unsavory were walking this dog. And the dog obviously did not want to walk.
They look unsavory?
They didn't look... family oriented. They sort of had a gangstery appearance, you know, tough guys.
Are you being racist again?
I'm not. I'm just saying that the image that they projected was that of, I wouldn't picture these two gents with a young puppy. That's all.
Okay.
And
they didn't look like puppy kind of guys.
They did not. And so they're walking this dog, and this dog doesn't want to walk. He keeps sitting down, and they don't pick him up. I mean, he's the size of a meatloaf. He's a little guy. They could easily pick him up, but they're dragging him sort of. Like, really, not anything that's cruel.
That's not cool.
It's not cruel, but it's not cool either. And then they
Did you think if you intervened, you'd get shot?
I wasn't at the point where I was going to maybe intervene yet.
You're in the burbs, by the way.
Yeah, but this is sort of, the Dulles Town Center has turned into a place where it's not really burby. There's some tough stuff going on out there. It's so lightly attended anymore. There's not a lot of people there. And so they go up to a trio of younger unsavory fellows and present the dog to them. And it looks to me like a sale is going down.
Did you feel, did the dog appear to be the type of dog that might be used in dog fighting?
It's funny you would bring that up because at this point, my mom and I got out of the car and we were walking into the theater, and I noticed that the dog was a beautiful young pit bull. I mean, and maybe 10, 11 weeks old. And they're obviously discussing some sort of transaction because they came from separate cars.
This is outside of the theater?
Yeah, yeah. And I walked up and I said to my mom, I said, I hate to see that. And she says, you know, my mom said, I've already constructed the entire scenario in my head. They've bred this dog and they're selling it for dog fighting. And maybe it is,
that's
and maybe it isn't.
You have no
maybe
idea
it is. I have no
happened.
Idea. But that was the feeling I got.
And you and your stereotypes.
Well, Mike, let me tell you about stereotypes. Pit bulls are fighting dogs. That's not a stereotype.
God. I see you and your mom. Will you look at that? Those people coming into our suburban mall with their dog fighting.
I'm interrupting my Alfred Hitchcock motion
picture.
Now
I'm going to the comments right here. Oh, my God.
But anyway, I did not intervene. But to me, it made me feel a little sad. Because you know what? There are a lot of dogs out there to be adopted. I don't want to see a pit bull being sold outside of a movie theater. It just made me feel bad. And I don't know if you would feel bad, too.
Nah, I wouldn't. You'd never have to worry about it with me. It's where I've gotten all my pit bulls. That's where okay. I go. You want to get a good. I'm going to sneeze. I don't want to sneeze. I got.
Oh, you, Mike, you're allergic. You're allergic to pit bulls.
Pit bulls. No, because if you want to get a pit bull down here in Fort Myers, you go to the AMC, where they have a pit bull flea market on the weekend.
Does it come in
right
the
near Edison Mall? They have a pit bull flea market right across from the AMC theater.
I wanted to buy a pit bull in the Dune popcorn bucket.
God, I hope they don't do that. I hope against hope that doesn't really happen.
Me
that
too. But it was, you know what? It was my friend. You know what? Shame
so you
on
jump
me.
Out of the car and say, "Hey, you're selling that dog to fight." I'm Rob Spiewak, and I say, "Stop that! Stop that!"
I did not do that. I walked up to them and calmly said, "You may think you want to buy a dog, but what you really want to buy is available at tmosstore.com.
I know. You walked out, hopped out of the car, walked up and said, "Hey, what school do you go to?"
I didn't do a thing, and I feel bad I didn't. But anyway, shame on me for making that whole.
Well, now I feel like there's some injustice that was not, did you? Let me ask this last question.
Okay.
This is terrible, though, because it's all speculation.
It is.
It's very, very borderline. It's very borderline.
It is.
I think you're going to catch a lot of heat.
Well, if you know what? I can't correct the way that I think. And I just saw a lot of ingredients. When you see a baby pit bull being sold in a not standard situation, I'm sorry that my mind put together this scenario. I'm sorry my mom put together the same scenario in her head. But I love dogs, and I didn't want to see that as a problem. I'm sorry, I interrupted. You had a question.
Why can't you just live and let live, Rob? That's my question.
Because I love too hard, Mike.
You love so much it hurts.
I do. I love it hurts.
I don't know. That's interesting. We have to move on.
We do.
You've got a thing today? Do you have a thing?
Yes, and it's all about pit bulls.
Okay, very good. We'll take a break. Come back with the flip side.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you're ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hey, gang, we know that you know that we have had some changes around here at the TMOS Ranch, and that's great. We are evolving to meet the future. However, we know that there is a segment of our audience that wants some classic TMOS elements to stick around, and we listen to you. So here's a brief highlight from our most recent bonus show to illustrate we are still as charming as ever. Mr. Spiewak, let's go to the audio tape. Throw your f***ing papers away can do a f***ing show without reading any f***ing thing at all, and we can f***ing come in here and f***ing cuss and do a f***ing show. Thank you. You see? Wonderful. And the best way to get more of that unvarnished TMOS goodness is to buy a bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Not only do you get more content, it remains the best way to support our show. Get your bonus show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And one more time, Rob, if we could hear that.
Oh, you want to hear the clip one more time?
I think when you listen to this is how we love each other. Let's check it out.
Throw your f***ing papers away
can do a f***ing show without reading any f***ing thing at all, and we can f***ing come in here and f***ing cuss and do a f***ing show. There it is. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Mrs. O'Mara has stopped into the brand new studio. She helped a little bit yesterday.
I bet she helped a lot.
What?
Which one are you using, 220 or 120?
220. I mean, it's for, tell them what it's for, all right? The bigger one, I think, right? I don't know. All right.
This song is called the Big Band Lounge Music.
Sorry about that.
That's
that
all right.
Was
that
highly
was
unprofessional. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, let's do the thing.
Hello.
Sure, Mike, 110, 220, whatever it takes. I have a phrase for you that I enjoy, and it's this.
It's electric, Rob. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Bleach blonde, bad built, butch body.
What is it again?
It is bleach blonde, bad built, butch body.
Pineapple Princess. They call me Pineapple Princess.
No, this went on, and Mike, this went on in Congress, I believe on Friday, and it was...
The fight between, like, AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes, and also there's a Jasmine Crockett involved, and this is...
She is my fave, by the way. I love Jasmine Crockett.
So watch this. This is what your tax dollars are paying for.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about... I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
Hold on.
Listen.
That's Marjorie Taylor.
Order,
yes.
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even your
order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Are your feelings hurt?
Baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl, I don't think
we are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
You agree to strike your words?
Yeah.
I'll okay. Miss Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she should apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Miss Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well,
seconds.
Then
okay,
you're
reserve
not
the right to
your words.
I am
you're
not apologizing.
Yay.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman.
He's it. I like the chairman, like totally out of it.
I don't think that's
Hold on.
Parliament.
Say what now? If I say to you the words Joe Elliott, what does that mean to you?
Matt Elliott's brother?
Nope.
It sounds familiar. Joe Elliott sounds familiar to me.
He is one of the founding members of Def Leppard.
Okay. All right.
And he is pissed.
All right.
And by the way, he looks great. Just young.
Is he the drummer with one arm?
He is not.
Okay.
He is not. I think he might be a guitarist. Mm-hmm. But people are using his name and his image to reach out and ask for money.
Okay.
And it's pissing him off because he says he doesn't need money.
And I just dragged myself out of the studio because a friend
good.
Of mine just emailed me with another one of these, have you seen this one, fake Joe Elliott emails where somebody has successfully scammed money out of some of our fans. It's been going on for a while. We do everything we can to block these things. But this is really starting to piss me off now because they're actually getting money out of folk. Here's the deal, right? I am the real me, okay? Joe Elliott in Dublin, in rainy Dublin, at home. That's my record collection behind. You can see a couple of Def Leppard box sets right there. Fake that, you twat. Not going to be able to do it. Here's the deal. Elliott is spelt with two T's, not one. Everybody knows that. And I'm not much to brag, but I don't need your money, okay? I would never, ever ask you for money because my wife's divorcing me or my leg fell off or I need a glass eye. It's complete and utter horse.
So there's that. If you get it, he doesn't need your money. That word. Let's close with this. I find it amazingly entertaining when you see a little kid that has an over-the-top British accent.
Okay.
Like almost like a Bridget Jones accent. Mm-hmm. Because they're little. How do they get that way in so few years? This is two little girls in Great Britain. They went to buy ice cream, and the ice cream cost a lot, Mike. £9. £9. That's like $11. Mm-hmm. And also, the ice cream guy doesn't even take cards. He's requiring cash. Well, this little girl is having none of it.
Girls, what's just happened?
So, there's an ice cream van there selling just two ice creams with two chewing gums in it.
Yeah.
For bloody £9 for two of them.
£9 for two?
Yeah, £9. That is going to get nowhere. The one that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. That is going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't, is it?
No, he ain't.
That's well bad, isn't it?
He should know. And he only does bloody card. Stood there with my cash. Bloody hell.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Bloody well bad.
She's a twin.
Yeah. Yeah, Betty can hear me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mike, oh, that's
my favorite British accent. To hear me. Hear me. Jamie Tart. Jamie Tart from
it does
Ted
sound
Lasso.
Like Jamie Tart,
that's what it is. That's it. We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
No, don't let him go.
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes, but one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.